In a little over 2 weeks, the Czech team will be attempting to take advantage of the home setting at the Ice Hockey World Championships in Prague and Ostrava. Now, however, all eyes are on the national squad coach, Vladimír Růžička. He's come under scrutiny following an allegation that he accepted a bribe while coaching domestic league club Slavia, and the police are investigating the matter. Jan Wellinger reports.
Prague criminal police are looking at video footage which surfaced roughly a fortnight ahead of the Ice Hockey World Championships, casting something of a shadow over the national team's coach, Vladimír Růžička. The former NHL player and gold medal winner from Nagano 98 is suspected of having taken a bribe as the coach of Slavia from the father of a former player who allegedly wanted to secure his son more ice time. Miroslav Palaszczak secretly taped a meeting with Růžička sometime after he allegedly gave him two installments of 250,000 crowns. At the time, Palaszczak's son, David, played in Slavia's under-20 squad, the Hockey News reported, but was later loaned to lower-tier clubs. According to the news site, the player did not hit the ice for Slavia again. Vladimír Růžička has categorically denied any wrongdoing, releasing a statement earlier this week saying he never accepted any financial sum in exchange for aiding a player. He admitted he did take the money, but told the media he had thought it was first a donation to the club and later a loan, adding that the club management knew about the sums. But Slavia has denied knowing about the money at all. Here's the spokesman, Jakub Meslík.
The management did not entrust Mr. Růžička to meet with the person in question, and no such funds were registered. Nor was the management informed about steps taken by the coach.
The funds, 500,000 crowns in all, were returned to their owner last November. But the matter doesn't end there, as Mr. Palaszczak continued to make allegations behind the scenes. Jiří Jehlička, who runs an anti-corruption helpline and website, was the one in the end who filed charges with the police. He told Czech Radio that he and colleagues had followed the scandal for some time, suggesting the step was needed to shed light on the matter, as neither Mr. Růžička nor Miroslav Palaszczak took the initiative to press charges, either for bribe offering or taking. Mr. Jehlička suggested that the police involvement would now help unravel underlying questions and that they could be properly answered. With the Worlds coming up fast, the coach, and for that matter the Czech Hockey Association, is not commenting. Some former players approached by the press did say they were surprised by the allegation, with one saying it didn't fit the man they knew. Above all, most have taken a wait-and-see approach, and now it will be up to the police to try and learn more about what really took place.